This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hi, Afika, ngiyabuza unjani?
Ngiyaphila unjani sis?
Ngiyaphila.
Ungasitshela ukuthi what is a will and kubaluleke ngani ukuba ne-will?
Okay, so i-will basic definition nje ye-will ukuthi kusuke kuyincwadi esayiniwe ebhaliwe futhi where umuntu efaka khona ama instructions ukuthi uthanda ukuthi ama assets akhe ahlukaniswe kanjani uma esedlula emhlabeni. Ukubhaliswa kwe-will fanele kwenziwe ngendlela esemthethweni. Abantu abaningi mhlambe bavelana babhale affidavit betshela ukuthi i-will leyo, so kubalekile ukuthi uthole umuntu ozokubhalela i-will ngeyona ndlela ekuyona esemthethweni. Ibaleke ngokuthi uma ungayibhalanga i-will, unfortunately then izinto zakho zizohlukaniswa ngomthetho esibiza nge-Intestate Succession Act. So i-will, you have i-freedom of testation. Uyakwazi ukuyikhethela ukuthi izinto zakho uzoyishiya kubani upon your passing, and it is protected as long as ibhalwe ngendlela okuyiyona e-right.
Yes. So could you please explain for us ukuthi iyini kahle kahle iNational Wills Week, because even myself bengiqala ukuzwa ngayo, just for umlaleli ongazi.
Okay, so iNational Wills Week is held every single year. It is when the legal fraternity or the law society opens up ngisho a platform where different law firms will draft wills for free for people. Obviously there are usually some terms and conditions which apply, but the wills are drafted for free. It's just basically to build awareness about the importance of drafting a will in the correct manner, in the legal manner, and just to encourage people to have their wills drafted, because if unama assets nje kubalekile ukuthi ube nayo i will so that izinto zakho zohamba ngendlela ofisa ngayo even when you are no longer alive.
Thank you so much. So I have a few questions for you that are from the listeners, and uSnethemba uqhamuka lana emlazi uthi, I feel that a last will and testimony is only for the rich. I mean, I don't have much but a small car and a house. What is the point of a will? I'm just a standard person.
Okay, so a lot of people do have that idea ukuthi a will is only for people who are rich, people with designer bags, huge houses, but but an estate, as long as you have an estate, if you have an estate, you have assets under that estate that have some sort of value. So umuzi, a house has a value. You have a car that has a value, and it's important then that you stipulate in your will, you have a will drafted, and you write in that will who you'd like those things to go to upon your passing. So it doesn't matter what the value of your estate is, as long as there is some sort of value. It could be furniture, it could be jewelry, something that holds value. Nje, as long as you have an estate that has e value, then it will ibalekile. It is not just for the rich, it's for the middle class, it's for people with low incomes. It really does not matter, but just having a will is really important.
Definitely. Now we know that, no guys, wills are not only for people who are rich, but even a normal, ordinary person can actually have
yes.
a will. So we have another question here from Ngwanele Ukamgala Enhlabathini. Uthi, I have an RDP house. I'm confused. Does it belong to me or does it belong to the government? Can I do a will for property that was given to me by the government?
Okay, so when it comes to my RDP houses, if a title deed has been issued for that RDP house, then that means that you are the legal owner of that RDP house. You're the legal owner of that property. And being a legal owner of a thing or of a property then means that you have the right to sell it, you have the right to rent it, you have the right to leave it to someone and leave it to a beneficiary in your will. So as long as a title deed has been issued, to my knowledge, and my title deeds are issued after 8 years of occupying a RDP house. So if there is a title deed and your name is on that title deed, then you do have the right to leave that property or include that property in your will and leave it to a beneficiary.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ntando. And I think that was really informative because, I mean, I would also want to know that if I have an RDP house that was given by the government, is that now my own property? And should I now make sure that it's secure and added onto my will? So thank you so much for answering that for us. Now, I have another question here, which is by the listener who's actually currently studying here in MUT. His name is Ubazamile. We're going to take that question and then we're going to go into a short break afterwards. So, Uthi Ubazamile, my eldest son is absolutely irresponsible. If I die, he would lose everything within a year. The most responsible person is my sister. I trust her 100%, but I do not trust her husband. And she is married in community of property. My youngest son is 5 years old. If I die soon, what is the best way to handle this?
Okay, so I think I briefly mentioned freedom of testation. It's a principle where you have the right as a person to leave your things whomever you wish. Obviously, in this instance, I don't think anyone would want to leave their assets to someone who's irresponsible. She has a sister. She also has a son. If she wishes to leave her assets to her sister, she may do so because of a freedom of testation. The consequence of the sister being married in community of property is that usually it would fall under a matrimonial property regime, but kukhona a clause that you can include in a will, and this is why it's really important to have a will drafted by a legal professional or someone who is aware of ama formalities and the things that need to be included in a will. There's a clause where you are able to exclude inheritance from matrimonial property system, your mood. So the sister is married in community of property. That clause will state that I leave everything to my sister, but I do not want it to form part of the matrimonial property system.
Yes.
She has a son. The son is 5 years old, under the age of 18. So if she wishes to leave everything to her son, then she can't do so. The master's office, which handles deceased estates, has a guardian's fund. And the master of the high court is the administrator of the guardian's fund. And this is to make sure, Wuti, my assets which are left to a person under the age of 18, a minor, are protected and are handled properly. Because the most important thing in our legal system and in our courts is the protection of umntwana. So to make sure that umntwana benefits ngendlela okuyona right from those assets, education, food, clothes, and all those important things. So the guardian's fund will administer that money for the child, which is under the age of 18.
Thank you so much for that, Ntando. And I think it's really important that you mentioned that because for real, like and then you leave it to someone who's irresponsible. And also if you leave it to your sister, you want to make sure, you know, abantu, they don't put their hands that shouldn't be getting it. So thank you so much for answering that question. So I have another question for you here, Ntando, that comes from Umlaleli Unjabulo Hlongwane, also from right here, MUT. Utiena, I'm married in community of property. I have 2 kids from my previous marriage. My partner has 4 kids from his previous marriage. I have assets and investments that I acquired before we met. I want to give all these to my 2 kids. If I draw up a will, is it possible to make this happen? Or will the marriage in community of property mean that I have to give him half of everything that I own?
By virtue of Unjabulo being married to their partner in community of property, it means that their spouse is entitled to half of their share. So unfortunately, they cannot leave everything to their 2 kids. So I'm just going to make a quick example. Let's say their joint estate, because they married in community of property, they have a joint estate, is 400, or let me say a million. Then it means that Unjabulo has 500,000 and then their spouse has 500,000. Kulo 500,000 kanjabulo. His spouse sakhe Unjabulo, upon a passing yakhe Unjabulo, uzothola half a low 500,000, which is 250,000, and the remaining 250,000 will go to the 2 kids. So even if Jabulo has a will and leaves everything to the 2 children, by virtue of the fact that they are married in community of property, despite the fact that the spouse is not mentioned in the will, the spouse is still entitled to half of that undivided share, which joins estate.
Thank you so much. I have one last question for you before we let you go. It comes from Mulungi Limposa. Uti, I have drawn a will. I have a will drawn up. How will I ensure that everything will be executed as I've stipulated when I'm deceased?
Okay, so well, Jengoba Tenkazilukuta will is a formal written and signed document, and it is a protected document as well because of the freedom of testation. You appoint an executor in your will who is the person responsible for ukuhambisa iwili yakho kwamaster, ukusubmitha wonke ama documents, signing things. So usually you appoint umuntu omthembayo, but kukhona imithetho that are in place to make sure that i-estate yakho is administered ngendlela okuyiyona i-right. So unfortunately, there's no way of knowing for sure that the person that you have appointed will execute your estate in the way that you have stipulated. But there are laws which protect the deceased estate. There are laws that will make sure that things do go according to the legal manner. The master's office has procedures in place. There are legal remedies. So things or laws that may be used to make sure Wuti isn't just a hammer. But in most instances, if you do have a large estate, we always encourage that vele kuzoba umeli who will be the administrator of your estate, or the bank or financial institution. And of course, they make sure Wuti they will comply with the laws and make sure that it will be executed.
Thank you so much, Ndando. So I just want to clarify, Uguti, since you are an attorney and you work for Free Brodo, which means offering free legal services, and since it's National Wills Week, does that mean that anyone who wants to draw up a will and wants to use anyone's services can do so free just for this week from the 13th of September today until Friday, 17th September?
Yes, that is correct. There are a number of law firms which are drafting wills for free, but probono.org, the organization that I work for, we actually draft wills for free throughout the whole year. We are obviously placing more emphasis since this is National Wills Week, but anyone who is interested in having their will drafted for free may contact us. I'm going to give out a number. We also have, there's also a help desk at MUT this week as well, where people can go and leave their information and details and their wills will be drafted for free. Our contact details are 031-301-6178. It's 031-301-6178. We are also on social media, Facebook, probono.org. Anyone can approach us. If you are elderly, if you have a small estate, then your will be drafted for free.
Thank you so much, Ndando Inkosi Mkhize, for joining us. It's Miss Mkhize, right? Not Mrs.
Yes, it's Miss Mkhize. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing such insight regarding two worlds. I personally learned a lot today. I didn't know all of this information that you've just shared. So thank you so much for Uspagela. And we do hope that we can get to speak to you again when we have to draw up my will when I have kids, you know.
We definitely will speak again.
Thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I'm really glad that there's a platform like this, which is encouraging and imparting knowledge to the listeners about isn't they balegile fana nama will ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.